Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Yivam Stav Beza. We're starting about the fifth line with the words of Yom Bar Gidol. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Char Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Oliyah. So first, I clarify the basic mitzvah of Yibam is only with a paternal brother, namely brothers who share the same father. They also had to be alive at the same time, and the deceased brother did not have any children. The Gemara then posed the question: since usually it's us for a person to marry his brother's wife, yet it becomes a mitzvah when his brother dies without children, and we also know that all the arayas are grouped together, so perhaps the mitzvah of Yibam applies to all arayas, namely if his brother's wife also happens to relate to him in a different way, such as one of the arayas mentioned in the Mishnah, maybe Yibam would still apply. The Gemara answered that no, we have Gzer Shava, Aleha from Achais Isha. It says Yivama Yavai Aleha by Yibam, and it says Aleha by this of marrying his wife's sister, and since it applies there, we say it applies everywhere. However, now we ask on this Aleha Aleha. Rabbi Yom Bar Gidol, Rabbi Acha of Yosvin, Rabbi Yom Bar Gidol and Rach were sitting, and Amar Vacha Dod Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina. Rabbi Acha said this drasha over from Yosef ben Chanina, this drasha of Aleha Aleha you just mentioned, and so Amar Rabbi Yom Bar Gidol, Rabbi Yom Bar Gidol asked him, Oi, why don't you say as follows? Ma Aleha Shenemar Alon, Bishaini Yavama Kos Medaber, just as the Aleha that said over there is not referring to Yavama, meaning the Pasuk of Aleha by Achais Isha is not talking about Yavama per se, because it's talking about Achais Isha, his wife's sister. Well, Afala Shenemar Kan Bishaini Yavama Kos Medaber. Maybe over here as well, in the main Pasuk, it's not talking about Yavama. So right away, Amar Rabbi Acha told him, what's that supposed to mean? Hatayra Amar Yavama, Vatayra Bishaini Yavama? The Torah says very clearly, Yavama Yavai Aleha, and you're suggesting that it's not talking about Yavama? So Amar Rabbi Yom Bar Gidol, Rabbi Yom Bar Gidol said to him, that's exactly what I'm getting at. Hatayra Amar Bishaini Yavama, Vatayra Amar Yavama? The Torah in the case of Achais Isha, that's not talking about Yavama specifically, it's just talking about the Isser of marrying his wife's sister, and you're saying that it is referring to Yavama? And Ikbar Rabbi Acha Lekoble, Rabbi Acha was upset at him by the way he said this. So clearly, Rabbi Yom Bar Gidol is asking him a question on this Joshua Aleha Aleha, we just don't have a full clarity what it is. That's what the Gemara continues with. Amar Rabbi Yosef, he says, Leit Bar Gidol Palik, that's a proper girsa. It's not that Rabbi Yom Bar Gidol is arguing with the drasha. He agrees with the general idea that there's a drasha Aleha Aleha. Eldu Mikbar Alishna Shamin Rabbe, he's makbid regarding the lashon that Rav Acha said it over, b'shem his Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Mechanina, and that's what he's upset about. Why is that? Well, because in the original Zer Shava of Aleha Aleha, the way that it was stated, which is at the top of the Amud, is that just like Aleha over there by Yavama is said specifically by brother from the same father, so too the Aleha of Achais Isha is also said with two brothers from the same father. Now the problem is that's mashma that the only time that it's usher for a person to marry his wife's sister is if it's a Yibam situation. But if it's not a Yibam situation, then it's actually not usher to marry his wife's sister. That's not true. So the drasha was said over wrong. And that's what Rabbi Yom Bar Gidol is asking. And that's why the Gemara tells us now, Makedain, so what now? What's the proper way to say the drasha over? And it's as follows, Yavama Yavai Aleha, this is really referring to two psukim, the pasuk of Yavama, which is Yavama Yavai Aleha, and the pasuk of Aleha by Achais Isha. And the drasha says as follows, Ma Aleha Shenemar La'alon, Bi Yavama, that's proper girsa, just like it says Aleha over there, it's referring to Yavama, as in Yavama Yavai Aleha, the pasuk. Afala Shenemar Kan, Afilu Yavimtai, and that's the key word over here, this extra word Afilu, so too the Aleha that's said over here by Achais Isha, that's even referring to his Yavama. Of course, it's referring to regular Achais Isha, that he's not going to marry his wife's sister, but it's even referring to Yavama. If it happens to be that his wife's sister falls to him Bi Yibam, he's not going to marry her either. And that's what we conclude with Amar Taira of Isha Achais Aleisikach, that a man may not take his wife's sister along with her, meaning he's not allowed to marry two sisters, and this is a way to say it properly, according to Rabbi Yom Bar Gidol, so there's no potential for mistake. Now we continue discussing our Mishnah, in Li Elohi, I only know that it's also to marry her, meaning the Erva herself, she's not included Yibam. Tzaras Aminayin, how do we know Tzaras Erva is potter from Yibam Chalitza? So Tamlam to that, the Pasuk says, Litzrar. Namely, Pasuk says, V'isha l'chaisa l'sikach Litzrar l'galas r'vasa l'leha. That's the Pasuk of Isser of marrying a woman and her sister, and the Lashon is Litzrar. And from the double Reish, instead of saying Latzar, which means to make her into a Tzara, it says Litzrar. We learn, L'Litzarasa V'loi Litzar Sarasa. Then not only the Tzara of Erva is potter, but even the Tzara is Tzara. Now, in Li'el HaChais Ishtai, I only know that it applies to HaChais Ishtai, because that's what the Pasuk is referring to. Shar Kol Arayis Minayin, how do we know this is by all other Arayis as well? Shrimza Iris is B'Shem B'Yosef Bar Chanina, Kavachimer, Reva Kavachimer, Machais Ishtai Miuchedes, just like HaChais Ishtai, she's Miyochid, Erva Shiesh La Heter La Achrei Sura. This is an Erva that has a Heter after her Isser. The Isser is that as long as Reuven is married to Rachel, so he's not allowed to marry Rachel's sister Leah. But if Rachel dies, so then he is allowed to marry Leah. So even though it does have a Heter after Isser, Hari Hasrulis Yabim, while the Isser is still in place, while Rachel and Leah are both alive, is also due to the sister, Sharkal Arias, all other Arias, Shainlin Heter Achir Surun, there's no Heter after their Isser. For example, if a man marries a woman, so he's not allowed to marry her mother, and even if he divorces her or she dies, he's still not allowed to marry her mother, that would be his mother-in-law. So like Kolshikin, when we say the Isser of Yibam applies over there as well, and same thing in regards to the Tzara, Mazu Erva Pater Tzarasa, just like in the original Erva that we were discussing, Achais Ishtai, that she patters her Tzara, like we just said before, Afshar Kol Arias Pater Tzarsin, also other Arias patter their Tzars as well. But nothing more, as Ad Kedon Rabbi Kiva, this is all good according to Rabbi Kiva. We had mentioned Rabbi Kiva before in the previous daf. Rabbi Kiva holds that there's a Mamzer B'chayve Lavin, meaning even if there's just an Isser Lav for these two people to marry each other, that that will create a mamzer. Basically, the way that we just had this limud right now, he doesn't hold this regarding Isser Lav. He would hold that there's a Ptur of Yibam only if there's an Isser Kar, so these two people to be together. And Rabbi Yisrael Chanichis Kal V'chomer doesn't teach this. So how do we know it's Rabbi Shmuel? And the answer is Tanu Rabbi Shmuel. We have a brass that taught Rabbi Shmuel, Kal V'chomer, some take out the words Kal V'chomer, that it's a different limud. Ma'achos ish to Miuchedes, his wife's sister is unique. Erva, Shecha, Yavan al Zedoyna, Karzal, Shigasa Chatos. She's Isser Erva, that if a person lives with her Remezid, he's going to be Chayiv Kares. If he does so B'shagi, he's going to be Chayiv Karban Chatos. And Erei Yasru Elis Yabim, she's Asur to Miyabim. Af Kol Erva, Shecha, Yavan al Zedoyna, Karzal, Shigasa Chatos, Te Yasru Elis Yabim. So to any of the other Arayas, where there's an Isser Kares, so there's an Isser Yibim as well. For the clarification, Ma'anafag Meneon, what would be a practical difference between the way Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel learn it? The answer is Amon al Kain Gadol, the Isser of an Amon, a widow marrying Kain Gadol. Madmar Erva Shiash La Hetar Lachi Yisura, according to Rabbi Kiva, meaning the way that we had worded it at first, which only fit in Shitas Rabbi Kiva, that Achas Isha Yesh La Hetar Achir Yisura, there's a Hetar to marry her after Isser, so Zu Ha'ilva Ein La Hetar Lachi Yisura, this one, this Amon al Kain Gadol, there's no Hetar after Isser, there's no way for a widow to be permitted to Kain Gadol, it's Befer Shisu Dairaisa, Hareyu Lasru Lis Yabim, so she be Asr to Miyabim her. For example, we have two brothers, one of them is the Kohen Gadol, the one who isn't, the regular Kohen Hedyot brother, he died without children, and so now his wife is an Almana, she's falling to her brother-in-law, the Kohen Gadol, be Yibam, but we know Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almana. Going to Rabbi Kiva, something that would not be able to be done, there's no Yibam over there. According to Rabbi Shmuel, if this Isser Arayas comes along with a Chi of Kares, so then there's no Yibam, well, Zu, this Almana Kohen Gadol, since there's no Kares or Chatos, if an Almana marries a Kohen Gadol, perhaps according to Rabbi Shmuel, so there should be a heter and maybe even a chiyuv for the Kohen Gadol to be miyabim his sister-in-law, even though she's an almana, and that would be a technical difference between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Now, once we pointed out that difference, we obviously have to answer this question: what do we do with this? Obviously, Rabbi Shmuel is not going to say that a Kohen Gadol should miyabim his sister-in-law because she's an almana. That's a problem. But how does he know that there's no chiyuv yibum? So Rabbi Ayub Barnagri quotes Crispy, who says B'shem Rishim in Lakish, the pasuk yibum tells us loy tia ishas mesa chutzal ishzar. The ishas mes, the wife of the deceased, is not allowed to be Achutza. She's not allowed to be outside to an Ishzar, to a foreign man. At face value, the pasuk saying that the Yavama is not allowed to marry a random man, she has to only marry the Yavam. However, the drasha is that even if the Yavama is going to marry her Yavam, that Yavam is not allowed to be considered an Ishzar, a foreign man. That's what we say in the Gemara, Zu Isha Shahi Zara Loi, this woman who's Zara, who's foreign to him, based on top, Armor the Torah saying, Loi Tia Loi Le Isha Filu Mitzvah, that she's not allowed to be as a wife to him, even if it's technically a mitzvah. Namely, our case we're talking about, Kain Gadol marrying his sister-in-law in Almana, even though you're right, we technically have the mitzvah of Yibam, she's considered Zara to him, she's foreign to him because she's an Almana, and that's Rabbi Shmuel would know that there's no Yibam by Kohen Gadol to an Almana. Ask Gemara Me'at, Leitzri Chalitza. Well, if that's so, then she shouldn't have to require Chalitza either, but we know later on, Mishnah is going to tell us that she does need Chalitza. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu, he answers, no, Yivimta, Yivimta. We have double lash in Yivimta in the pasuk that talks about Chalitza. It says, Vimlo Yachbot Seish Lakachas as Yivimta, but also Yivimta Yashara, and talks about the whole procedure of Chalitza. And what do we learn from here? Our Torah ribs of a Chalitza, the Torah increases, it uses this lashon of chalitza multiple times, and it tells that even though the yam and the yavama really usher to be with each other, anyway, there's an iser lav like kain gadol and almana. Nonetheless, since we have this word yavimtai in the pasuk of chalitza, that tells us that there's still chiv chalitza. Asking more, e yavimtai yavimtai. If we have this double lashon of yavimtai yavimtai, why don't we make the drasha the other way around? Hatayra ribs of a yibam. The Torah is increasing the lashon of yibam, and so maybe it's telling us that when there's just an iser lav, there should be a chiv of yibam. The Gemara says, you're right. We have a different drasha. Tanur b'shmol, we brass it from b'shmol. The pasuk tells us regarding chalitza, me'ein yavami, that my yavam refuses, he doesn't want to marry me. That's what the yavama says. What do we learn from here? Zu shemein yavami, loy shemein u'shamayim. This tells us that technically chalitza is required only when it's the yavam who said, I don't want to marry the yavama, but it's shemayim. If it's Hashem saying, you're not allowed to marry the yavama, so then there wouldn't be chalitza. The Gemara says, okay, well, me'ato loy tetsu chalitza. If that's so, then we have an lesser lav, such as a kohen gadol to his sister-in-law almana, there shouldn't have to be chalitza. But as we said, we know there is. Later on, the Mishnah tells us that. And the answer is, we need that which Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Yivimta, Yivimta, HaTorah ribs of a chalitza. It says this word by chalitza multiple times, telling us that even though there's an Isser Yibam, there still would be a chiv chalitza. Oh, you think something similar? Rabban Bar Chiya Ba'akumir Abzairi asks as follows, Amanul Kohen Gadol, Maushite Tzri Chalitza, Amanul Kohen Gadol, does she require chalitza? There's no Yibam, but what about chalitza? So I'm really responding to him, Efshalem Kedushin Taifsim Ba'av, Atoimar Einu Tzri Chalitza. Is it possible to say the Kedushin is Taifes and you want to say that she doesn't need chalitza? In other words, if a Kohen Gadol is Mekadish and Almana, he's not allowed to, but the Kedushin still works. So you want to tell me that she doesn't require Chalitza, even though maybe there's Isser Lav for them to marry each other? If they did get married, it would still work, so of course they would need Chalitza. So I'm going to respond to him, yeah, but Hari Islandis Kedushin Taifsim Bav at Omer Einutzi Chalitza. By case of an Islandis, Kedushin does work with her, but she doesn't require Chalitza. So I said the case of Almana Kohen Gadol would be different. Now, an Islandis is a woman who hadn't developed signs that she's a fully matured woman, that she reached puberty, she perhaps has a deeper voice, she doesn't necessarily look like a mature woman, and so Kiddushin is typhus with her. If a person's Makadesh her, it would work if he knows that she's an islandess, but she doesn't require Chalitza. So Ramalei, Reb Zera said, back to Reb Marchia, Hari islandess mitam achar tzeisa. Islandess is excluded from Chalitza for a different reason. Why is that? Because the Pasuk tells regarding Yibam Asher Teilid, that when a man is Yavim as Yavama, so the first child which is born is Lahakim Lachiv Shem, that child is born for the deceased brother. It excludes this one, an islandess. She can't give birth anyway because she's an islandess. Therefore, she's not excluded from Yibam, but also Chalitza. In regards to Kohen Gadol and Almana, Kiddushin would work if he would marry her. That's why Chalitza is necessary. Now, going back to original discussion regarding the basics, then how do we know that all other Arayas are Potter from Yibam? We had said those are learned from Achaz Isha, just like his wife's sister is Asr to marry even through Yibam, so too, all other Arayas are Asr to marry through Yibam. Something more asked on this. Achat, Laman Kal Arayas Machaz Ishta Le'Isr, Laman Kal Arayas Ma'ishas Achid Le'Heter. Instead of learning all Arayas from Achaz Ishta, from his wife's sister, that they're Asr to do Yibam too, why don't we learn the other way around, that all other Arayas are learned from Ishas Achiv, the wife of his brother, Le'Heter, just like his brother's wife is usually Asr to marry, but when it comes to Yibam, so it's Mutter to marry her, so all other Arayas, they're Asr to marry, but when it comes to Yibam, it's Mutter to marry them. So Ramana answers no. We learn two Yisurim from two Yisurim, and not two Yisurim from one Isser. In other words, you're right, even though the Isser of Ashes Ach, the wife of his brother, is being Mattered through Yibam, that's just one Isser. There's one Isser he has to marry his brother's wife. Now, in the midst of Yibam, that Isser is taken away. But when we're dealing with the midst of Yibam, and we also have another Isser Erva, for example, his wife's sister, or his mother-in-law, or his daughter-in-law, or one of the others mentioned in the Mishnah, that's all trying to be Mater to Isurim. Ashes Ach, his brother's wife, and another Isser, and that we're not able to learn. Now, Rabbi says between Rav Oven, a different reason. Anything, meaning any Isser that comes because of a Gairim, comes because of a reason, so that reason is not here anymore, so there's no more Isser. However, we have an Isser over here, not because of this Gairim, but there's another Gairim as well. So even though this Gairim is Batal, the Isser still is in place because there's another Gairim, there's another reason for it. And Uma Islach, what would be an example of this? These 15 women of the Mishnah, the reason why they're usher to the Yavam is not just because they were his brother's wife. That wasn't the only Gairem. It's also because they're an Erva to him in a different manner. And therefore, we learn from here, Shalai Tamini shouldn't say, Bitoi Achalani Sil Achiv, a fellow's daughter, that before she married his brother, Asurulai, she was usher to him, whereas Nisus La Achiv Mutarslai. Now that she married his brother, she's also Mutar to him because Yibam matters all Isurim. It doesn't work like that. Yibam only takes away the Isser of Ashes Ach, and if that's the only Gairem of Isser, so then when that Gairem is removed, namely when his brother dies, so then he marries his Yavama. But if there's another Isser, for example, his brother's wife is his daughter, so his brother dying doesn't remove that Isser, male all those arise are Usser. And we're stopping for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss our Mishnah, asking why there wasn't more than 15 mentioned. Perhaps there should be another case was mentioned. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.